I/O and browser-based editing. I/O as reference points for timeline state, media processing, AI tools, captions, storage, and rendering. Same category, different architecture. The phrase AI video editor now covers a wide range of products. Some tools help generate social videos from prompts. Some specialize in captions, translations, avatars, screen recordings, templates, brand kits, background cleanup, or quick browser exports. Some are closer to traditional nonlinear editors with tracks, clips, effects, and render jobs. Those products may compete for the same search phrase, but they do not necessarily share the same infrastructure center. Same category, different architecture. I/O is a useful public reference point because it is widely positioned as a browser-based AI video creation and editing platform. Its public product pages emphasize online editing, AI video generation, subtitles and captions, dubbing, text-to-speech, avatars, templates, background and noise removal, translation, screen recording, compression, and social-ready output. That is a broad creation suite pattern. Reduce production friction for many common video jobs inside the browser. Same category, different architecture. Vibe Chopper is built around a more timeline-centered pattern. The product surface still lives in the browser, and it still depends on uploads, transcripts, frame analysis, generated assets, and cloud rendering. The infrastructure center, though, is prompt to timeline editing. A user can describe the change they want, and the system translates that intent into validated timeline operations, media records, AI edit runs, object storage references, and renderable output. Same category, different architecture. This post is not an attempt to declare one pattern universally better. A creator making fast social assets may value a broad browser creation suite. A team building AI-assisted editing infrastructure may care more about timeline state, provenance, retry behavior, and render verification. The engineering lesson is that AI video editing software should be evaluated by the shape of its contracts, not only by the list of visible AI tools. The browser is the shared surface. Browser-based editing changes the first mile of video infrastructure. The user's file can be previewed immediately. The app can inspect media metadata, draw frames to a canvas, prepare audio, show upload progress, and give the creator a workspace without a desktop install. That is the attraction of online video editors: less setup, faster access, and a path from raw media to exported result inside a web app. The browser is the shared surface. The browser, however, is not a durable source of truth. It is a powerful client runtime with real limits. Decode behavior varies by codec, device, browser, operating system, hardware acceleration, memory pressure, network state, mobile backgrounding, and tab life cycle. A file can preview but fail to seek reliably. A long upload can partially complete. A generated subtitle track can exist in UI state before the server has stored the transcript. A user can refresh in the middle of processing. The browser is the shared surface. That means browser-based video editors need a careful boundary between immediacy and authority. The browser should do work that improves responsiveness, local preview, early frame sampling, progress display, interaction, transcript editing, timeline manipulation, and command capture. The server should own durable records: user scope, project scope, media identity, transcript records, frame descriptions, generated asset metadata, object storage references, AI run state, and render jobs. The browser is the shared surface. This boundary is where Vibe Chopper invests heavily. Upload monitoring is not decoration.
It is a state model for long-running media work. Browser extraction is useful, but server fallback can converge on the same frame records. Timeline edits can feel instant, but they are recorded as native editor events. AI commands can start from a conversational prompt, but the server validates the result before it mutates project state. The browser is the shared surface. A broad creation suite can make a different choice. It may optimize more strongly for guided tasks: add captions, create a short prompt-generated video, clean audio, apply a brand template, or export for a social platform. Those workflows still need durable infrastructure, but their primary contract may be asset creation and transformation rather than inspectable timeline mutation. The browser surface looks similar. The backend contract is different. Creation suite pattern versus prompt to timeline pattern. A creation suite pattern groups many useful production jobs behind approachable browser tools. The user might start with a prompt, a script, a screen recording, a video upload, or a template. The system can generate a short video, create subtitles, translate captions, add voiceover, apply a style, remove background noise, or prepare a shareable export. I/O's public positioning fits this broad pattern. The product is presented as a way to create and edit videos online with many AI-assisted tools in one place. Creation suite pattern versus prompt to timeline pattern. A prompt to timeline pattern starts from a different assumption. The project timeline is the core object. The user may still upload footage, generate music, create captions, and render exports, but those activities serve a timeline that can be inspected, edited, revised, and verified. AI is not just a generator at the front of the workflow. It is an assistant that can reason over existing media and propose operations on clips, tracks, transcript spans, effects, generated assets, and render settings. Creation Suite pattern versus prompt to timeline pattern. That difference changes the API design. In a Creation Suite pattern, a feature API may be organized around tasks. Generate this video, subtitle this file, translate this caption track, remove this background, export this asset. In a prompt to timeline pattern, the API needs stronger project state, context snapshots, structured plans, tool calls, timeline event streams, media graph records, object storage references, and render verification. A model suggestion isn't enough. The product has to prove which timeline changed and why. Creation Suite pattern versus prompt to timeline pattern. The distinction also affects failure handling. If an auto caption job fails, the product can show that a caption task failed and let the user retry. If an AI timeline edit partially fails, the system needs to know more: whether the plan was generated, which tool call failed, whether any clip mutations landed, whether generated assets exist, whether the render was queued, and whether the timeline should roll forward, retry, or expose a repair state. Timeline-centered AI needs an audit trail. Creation Suite pattern versus prompt to timeline pattern. FiveChopper's AI Tedit run model exists for that reason. The prompt, context, plan, tool calls, artifacts, and status are connected. That makes AI editing less magical in the best possible way. Users can ask for changes naturally, while the product keeps the edit grounded in structured state. Captions, transcripts, and AI context. Captions are one of the clearest examples of how similar-looking features can have different architectural roles. In many online video editors, captions are a high-value output feature.
The user uploads a video, the system detects speech, creates subtitles, lets the user correct the text, styles the captions, and exports hard-coded subtitles or caption files. I/O publicly emphasizes automatic subtitles, caption styling, translation, and downloadable subtitle formats as important parts of its editing workflow. Captions, transcripts, and AI context. In a prompt-to-timeline editor, transcripts and captions are also output features, but they are additionally AI context. A transcript segment is not only text that appears on screen. It can be a searchable time range, a speaker-labeled editing primitive, a source for cutting dead air, a way to find a quote, or an explanation for why an AI assistant chose a particular trim. Caption data becomes part of the reasoning layer. Captions, transcripts, and AI context. That changes storage requirements. The system should not treat subtitle text as a temporary export option. It should preserve transcript segments with timestamps, speaker labels when available, source media relationships, project ownership, edit history, and links to timeline clips. When the user asks to cut the slow intro, find the best product explanation, tighten the second answer, or build a short from the strongest quote, the AI layer needs transcript data it can trust, captions, transcripts, and AI context. The same applies to frame descriptions. A browser editor can sample visual frames for preview, but an AI editor needs persisted frame records if it wants to search visuals, identify scenes, build summaries, or reason about B-roll. The infrastructure question is not simply whether the product has captions or visual AI. It is whether those outputs become durable, scoped, reusable project context. Media provenance is the hidden differentiator. AI video tools create and transform many kinds of assets: uploaded source files, extracted frames, audio tracks, transcripts, captions, generated voiceovers, avatars, images, overlays, music beds, thumbnails, render previews, and final exports. In a quick workflow, those assets can feel like temporary byproducts. In a durable editor, they need identities. Media provenance is the hidden differentiator. Provenance answers practical questions. Who owns this asset? Which project does it belong to? Was it uploaded, extracted, generated, translated, rendered, or repaired? Which source clip or prompt produced it? Which model or processing job was involved? Where are the bytes stored? Which timeline version used it? Can the system render it again, delete it safely, or explain it to a user? Media provenance is the hidden differentiator. This is where VibeChopper's media graph orientation matters. Object storage holds bytes, but product records hold meaning. A generated music bed is not just an audio file. It is a prompt, model metadata, storage path, project relationship, and possible timeline placement. A frame image is not just a JPEG. It is a timestamped visual sample tied to a video and possibly an AI description. A render output is not just an MP4. It is the result of a timeline version and a compositor job that can be verified. Media provenance is the hidden differentiator. A public comparison of AI video editors often focuses on visible features: subtitles, avatars, templates, background removal, stock clips, text-to-speech, resizing, export formats, and price. Those are important for users. Developers also need to ask how the platform remembers what it created. Media provenance is the difference between a clever tool and a system that can support search, undo, collaboration, repair, audit trails, and future AI workflows. Rendering and verification decide what is real. In a browser editor, preview and export are different promises.
Preview can be interactive and approximate. Export needs to be repeatable. Once a project includes cuts, captions, audio levels, generated media, overlays, transitions, speed changes, and AI-applied edits, the render path becomes the final judge of whether the product state is coherent. Rendering and verification decide what is real. A task-oriented online editor may hide much of that complexity behind a simple export button. That can be the right user experience. The infrastructure still has to resolve source media, apply transformations, encode output, store the result, and return a usable asset. If the product focuses on short social videos, templates, or captioned exports, the render system can be optimized for those common shapes. Rendering and verification decide what is real. A prompt-to-timeline editor has to be stricter about timeline semantics. The render worker should consume the same timeline state that manual and AI tools mutate. It should resolve media through server-owned records, not arbitrary client references. It should handle scratch storage responsibly. It should write final artifacts to durable object storage. It should attach output metadata to the project and verify that the artifact belongs to the intended user, timeline, and render job. Rendering and verification decide what is real. Verification is especially important for AI edits. If a model-assisted operation changed the timeline and queue to render, the product should be able to answer whether the render completed, which output object was created, what timeline version it represents, and whether any step failed. That does not make the UI more complicated for the creator. It makes the simple export button trustworthy. AI provider boundaries keep the product portable. Modern AI video platforms often combine multiple AI capabilities: text generation, image understanding, speech recognition, translation, text-to-speech, avatars, image generation, video generation, music generation, and classification. Public product surfaces rarely expose how many models are involved. They should not have to. A creator wants the result. AI provider boundaries keep the product portable. For developers, the key is to keep provider behavior behind product contracts. A model can summarize frames, draft a plan, transcribe audio, translate captions, generate a voiceover, or propose an edit. The application still needs schemas, validation, retry policy, usage tracking, fallback rules, and malformed output handling. Without that boundary, the product becomes coupled to one provider's response shape and failure modes. AI provider boundaries keep the product portable. VibeChopper's provider harness pattern exists to keep AI calls from leaking through the whole editor. The timeline layer should not care whether a plan came from one model or another. The media graph should not care which transcription provider produced a segment once the segment is validated and stored. The render layer should not care which AI assistant decided to add a generated asset, only that the asset exists with a storage reference in Providence. AI provider boundaries keep the product portable. This is not a criticism of any specific AI video product. It is a category requirement. AI tools are changing quickly, and browser-based editors need room to adopt better models without rewriting every route component and media workflow. The stable unit should be the product record: transcript segment, frame description, plan, tool call, generated asset, render job, verification result. How to compare without trash talk? I/O and other browser-based video editors should avoid lazy claims. It is not credible to say one product is simply better because it has one feature another product lacks.
It is also not useful to reduce mature online editors to a single capability. I/O's public surface covers a broad set of creator workflows. VibeChopper's public architecture emphasizes AI-assisted timeline editing, provenance, upload reliability, and render verification. Those are different product bets. How to compare without trash talk? The right comparison questions are architectural. What is the canonical project object? Is the timeline central, or is the output asset central? Are transcripts only captions, or are they edit context? Are generated assets stored with provenance? Does the AI assistant produce structured plans or direct prose? Can tool calls be inspected after the fact? Does browser processing have server fallback? Are render artifacts verified against project state? Can uploads and long-running jobs resume or recover? How to compare without trash talk? Those questions are more durable than feature checklists. Feature lists change every month in AI video editing. Infrastructure choices shape the product for years. A caption tool can add better styles. A generation workflow can add another model. A timeline editor can add another effect. But if the underlying platform does not preserve ownership, provenance, validation, and renderable state, every new feature inherits uncertainty. How to compare without trash talk? For users, this kind of comparison helps choose the right tool for the job. If the goal is fast social content assembled from prompts, stock media, subtitles, avatars, and templates, a broad creation suite may be the best fit. If the goal is AI-assisted editing over owned footage with inspectable timeline changes and durable media state, a prompt-to-timeline architecture is worth looking at closely. What developers should copy? If you are building an AI video editor, copy the discipline behind the strongest browser tools. Make the browser feel immediate. Give users fast upload feedback, responsive preview, caption editing, timeline interaction, and visible processing state. The web app should not feel like a form wrapped around a batch job. What developer should copy? Then copy the server-owned truth model. Authenticate every project operation. Store durable media records. Treat transcripts, captions, frame descriptions, generated assets, and renders as first-class data. Route object storage through trusted services. Make server fallback converge on the same records the browser path uses. Keep progress and retry state in the API, not only in component state. What developer should copy?
For AI, copy the boundary pattern. Use context snapshots instead of unbounded project dumps. Ask models for structured outputs. Validate every proposed action. Turn accepted actions into native editor tools. Record tool events. Preserve generated asset provenance. Make render jobs consume product state, not model pros. Store enough metadata that a failed run can be inspected and retried. What developers should copy? Most importantly, choose your product center deliberately. A broad AI creation suite, a caption-first editor, a template engine, a prompt to video generator, and a timeline-centered AI editor can all be legitimate browser video products. They should not share the same backend by accident. The infrastructure should match the promise the product makes to users. The final stack. Browser-based AI video editing is now a large category, not a single architecture. I/O is a strong example of the broad online creation suite direction. Many AI-assisted video tools package for accessible browser workflows.
Vibe Chopper represents a different engineering center. An AI editor where natural language drives validated timeline changes, and where media processing, provenance, object storage, and render verification are part of the same system, the final stack. That distinction matters because users experience both products through similar surfaces. Upload a file, type a prompt, edit in the browser, add captions, preview, export. The surface similarity can hide different backend responsibilities. A prompt-generated social video workflow and an inspectable prompt-to-timeline workflow need different records, different failure handling, and different proof that the final output matches the user's intent, the final stack. The practical takeaway is simple. Do not evaluate AI video editing infrastructure by the prompt box alone. Look at the handoffs behind it. Browser processing, server validation, media records, AI context, timeline tools, generated asset provenance, object storage, progress recovery, and render verification. That is where browser-based editing becomes production software, the final stack. Vibe Chopper's final product shape is built for that stack. Creators can upload footage, ask for edits, inspect media, work with transcripts and generated assets, refine the timeline, and render the result. The infrastructure underneath keeps the creative flow grounded in product-owned state. That is the difference between an AI feature and an AI video editor architecture.